This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Swinging a high drive into center field, hits at the wall, it is gone! Passes, does it again!
Again!
It's gone! It's into the bullpen! This game is tied! This game is tied!
He swings and rips one to center field. It's high, it's deep, it's back, it's gone! Sale winds, he fires. Swing and a miss, strike three, it's over! The Red Sox have won the World Championship!
Welcome back to Play Tessie. This is episode 193. If you're listening on drop day, it is Wednesday, and this is the official Red Sox podcast of WEI. Remember, hit that subscribe button wherever you get your podcasts, Apple, Spotify, Odyssey app, wherever you get them. Subscribe, rate 5 stars, leave a comment. Find us on YouTube, on the WEI channel. Find the Play Tessie playlist there. Has all of our episodes in video form. So subscribe to WEI. Hit the thumbs up on all of the Play Tessie videos there. And then find us on the socials at Play Tessie on Twitter, Instagram, and now TikTok. We are super excited to show you guys this interview we have with Red Sox starting pitcher Richard Fitz, Dick Fitz, on the pod with the Play Tessie boys. Super excited about this one. He came highly recommended by his teammates, which was really cool. So we had to make sure that we sat down with Dick Fitz and chatted him up a little bit and got the rundown of the Dick Fitz experience. And super nice guy. I'm excited for you guys to hear it. Any words from you guys before we send them right into this interview?
I know I've said this a lot about guys on the Red Sox, but Richard Fitz, another guy who's just shockingly gigantic in person. He's a big dude. Big dude when he walked out of the clubhouse. We were like, whoa, is that Richard Fitz? He's huge. So, starting pitcher, looks the part.
Yeah.
I think the best part, too, is the more we're around these guys and the more we get to know them, they kind of like recommend guys or like if we're asking like particular questions, like, oh, you got to ask so-and-so, which is always good. Richard Fitz lived up to the hype because I believe Chris Murphy was telling us that he's the king of one-liners, like dad jokes. And then I believe it was Whitlock had asked if we had got Fitz yet. So that was like top of the list, next mission. And he lived up to the hype. He was great. Next one, who we did not get in spring training, Greg Weissert, we're coming for you. We're getting him at Fenway. He's another highly recommended fella.
Yep. So let's just send him right into this interview. We'll come back and reflect when the interview's over. We'll take a listen with you guys and we'll be back in a sec. But till then, Play Tessie boys with Richard Fitz.
All right, we're here with Red Sox starting pitcher Richard Fitz. First off, congratulations making the roster, the number 4 starter. Yeah. Going to go on what the fourth game's in Texas still, yeah. Right? Yeah. Congratulations, that's
Thank
awesome.
You. I appreciate it.
Yeah. So, what? First of all, like, how were you told? What was that like? And how are you feeling right now?
Yeah, it was really cool. They called me in the office, and it was Cora Bales and Breslow, and they just they told me that I was going to have the opportunity to start up. Really excited, and felt like my call-up moment where kind of like my debut too, so it's pretty cool.
So the two moments kind of felt similar, right? Like you get the call last year. Obviously, you pitched great last year, and then this moment kind of like a piggyback off of that.
Yeah, for sure. My debut last year was a little weird, where I didn't know exactly if I was going to pitch or not. So this felt a little bit more real and more of a true call up, which is cool.
So last year you were throwing hard. This year you come into spring training, you're throwing like 200 miles an hour. What adjustments did you make to get that velocity uptick?
Yeah, well, some of it's just pure adrenaline, you know. It's the first time throwing in a few months and just getting after it. But I mean, ultimately just getting after my my routine and trying to get my shoulder stronger. I've worked on my legs a lot in the past and really worked on my shoulder this offseason. It's been important for me.
So you were part of a rare, very rare, I should say, Red Sox-Yankees trade.
Yep.
Does that add fuel to the fire in the rivalry? Are you excited for the rivalry?
For sure. I love rivalries. I grew up in Alabama, so the Auburn-Alabama rivalry is huge. The Iron Bowl, love it to death. So when I got to be a part of the Yankees, I was like, oh, this is awesome, like a historic organization. And then I get put on the Red Sox, and I'm like, it's even better. So just having that rivalry is awesome. I have relationships with guys on the Yankees, but I want to beat them every time.
Good answer.
So I got to ask you, I think one of the reasons Sox fans love you so much is because they can call you Dick Fitz. Do people here call you Dick Fitz? Do you like being called Dick Fitz? Like, what's your thoughts on just the whole Dick Fitz?
Yeah, I am called Dick Fitz here at the field. Everybody calls me that. It doesn't bother me when guys do it, but
ultimately, I'm named after my grandfather on my mom's dad, so he wasn't a Fitz, but his name was Richard, and so to respect him, I go by Richard, and I don't really like to be called Dick outside of like friends and stuff, but yeah, that's just a respect thing for my family, and you know, but it is funny, it is cool, it's a lot of fun to have a nickname that people kind of grasp onto.
Don't break character.
I'll break character anytime.
Oh, no, I almost had it. I played first base in high school. I got half.
We
got
to do the important questions now.
Okay.
Goro?
All right. Here's the first one. Besides baseball, what do you consider yourself an expert in?
Star Wars, probably. Oh. Yeah. Big Star Wars guy. I don't know the most, but I feel like I know enough to talk to an expert.
What's the best of the bunch, and why is it episode 3?
Why is it episode 3?
Is that great?
Oh, yeah. All right. Good. Yeah, I mean, it's the best one.
Easy.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Star Wars, to be totally honest. I know.
I'll get to it.
Someday. What I want to know, give me your hottest food take. Something controversial. We're going to stay away from the pineapple on pizza one.
We need something hotter, a hotter take. A hot take. You know, like a pizza coming out of the oven's a hot piece of food.
I'm just kidding.
I was like, where's he going with
this? He's bringing the heat.
It's like my brain is short-circuiting. Very literal. There we go.
No, but I don't know. Good hot take for food. I would say, this is a crazy one.
Yeah.
I went to Moe's Southwest when I was in high school a lot. And like growing up, that kind of stuff. And they had a chocolate chip cookie. And Moe's also has one of the best queso that I've, like the best queso that I've ever had.
Oh no, are you?
One time, little queso got on the cookie on accident. Still gonna eat the cookie.
Oh no.
Phenomenal.
Cheese cookie?
Cheese and chocolate chip cookie.
Wow.
And that's hot take.
Foul.
That is hot take. But don't knock it till you try it.
I don't know if I can. Okay. Yeah, okay.
We'll go to 7-Eleven.
There's Moe's here.
I got some bad news. I'm going to knock it before I try it.
Oh, my God.
Cheese and chocolate and sugar.
No, I'll give it a chance. Cheese and cookies are two of the best foods.
Yeah.
And I always get told, mix the foods. You'll like them together if you like them separate.
For sure.
I don't know if this is going to be one of those.
That was what we wanted.
Yeah.
Pizza is hot, and also cheese on cookies.
Yeah, like two hype out
there. Grilled cheese and Chips Ahoy.
I don't know about Chips Ahoy, but they have a good combination there.
So, before we grabbed you, we gave you a heads up. You were a very common denominator in the question I'm about to ask.
Okay.
Have you ever seen The Town?
The Town?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. It's a movie, takes place in Boston. Ben Affleck, they rob banks. They also robbed Fenway.
That's my starter.
You're Robin Fenway.
Robin Fenway.
You get three people to go with you, and you can pick a getaway driver. Who are you picking and why?
And by the way, you're picked in this.
I love that. That makes me feel great.
Yeah. You were everyone there.
So to get the job done, we've been doing a lot of escape rooms this spring. So I don't know if that's why they're saying my name or not, but I'll say this.
Come up.
So, you know, first off, I'll go with Tanner Houck. He's kind of been our ringleader for the escape room, so I gotta throw him in there. I might go with Murph. I feel like he's kind of sneaky. Chris Murph, like, sneaky can get into some smaller spaces, get us going. Getaway driver. Probably not Zach Penrod. Not the best driver. I have roommates with him, and not the best driver. So I'm going to go... maybe Duran. I bet Duran's got it. Duran can drive a car over there.
Why is Penrod not the best driver?
Well, for one, he does have a big truck, so that thing's tough to maneuver, but no, I like giving him a hard time.
That's the thing. Some people have been taking the role just for the getaway driver.
Oh, that's a great call.
But the thing is, if you're trying to get one more, you get three and a driver.
And I'm included in it, right?
You're in.
Okay,
yeah.
So I want to rob
you. Yeah.
You are robbing, yeah.
Okay.
Dick Fitz wants to rob Fenway. Does this guy really want to be here? He's trying to rob Fenway.
That's awesome. I'm going to go with, maybe Bregman.
Yeah.
Why Bregman?
He's very methodical about everything that he's doing, and if we told him the plan, I bet he'd just make it way better and just, you know, bring the whole team together.
I love it, man. Appreciate you coming on.
Yeah, absolutely.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
All right, big thanks, Richard Fitz, for taking the time, jumping on with the Playtesty guys. Super nice guy. I mean, you can tell from the interview. Really funny guy. I've been told by several guys that he's maybe the funniest dude on the team. King of one-liners. Got the hottest food take. Pizza right out the oven. Good one, buddy. Ah.
Dude, that was... I didn't know what to say. My brain, like, stopped working for a second. I was like, is he trolling me? And then it was too late by then. I had already been trolled. I want to do some sort of, not a segment, but a thing where Richard Fitz and I exchange dad jokes and see who cracks first. Like, see who will break and laugh at the bad jokes first. So that's just a future thing I want to do.
After this interview, I've noticed that anytime they show him, he's either laughing or saying something to someone else and they're laughing, or he says something and he cracks himself up and the other guy doesn't laugh. Like every time they show him, like obviously except for when he's pitching, but it's impossible to not notice. Pay attention for it.
Yeah.
What we're not about to do is just avoid his actual hot food tick. Queso on a chocolate chip cookie gets you buried under a jail. That's insane. That's insanity. Not to spoil. Yeah. I won't say who because, you know, we're keeping all these Wednesday interview releases pretty tight knit. We're not releasing who's coming out when. One player that we got, we told him He may or may not have Hispanic or Mexican heritage. About the queso on the cookie, and his response was, "No, nah, he's fucking with you." Like, no one believed that take.
Yeah,
no one.
No.
Well, here's the thing. Here's what we need to do. And I forget whether this was said on the camera or whether we told him off it, but we're going to home opener and Saturday too. We'll figure out logistics when we're done recording on all that. But I think we should bring cookies and queso.
Oh, dude, no.
We're going to lose our credential. They'll be like, that's so gross. You're never allowed back. But Fitz will be like, you guys can hit me up anytime, but just me.
You know what? No, Pat didn't have to do it. This is like a million times easier than the wasabi. We should all do it.
I'll eat it.
Pat's not allowed to be disgusted with this after dodging the wasabi challenge for the entire season last year.
Oh, yeah, my name's Pat Brown, and I'm too good to eat cookies and queso like a real American.
Not my fault. Not my fault. I'm the smartest trivia nut here. You guys only
and your
had
question
a
was
wasabi.
Richard Fitz.
Maybe I will.
It comes full circle, buddy. It's full circle.
I want Pat to do the wasabi challenge so bad, Pat. I want revenge so bad. I was like, fuck Pat. You didn't have to do the friggin'. I'm like dying because it was a hot day too. Hot day eating wasabi. Nothing else in my sad little tummy. And then you're like, I'm Pat Brown. I'm a doctor.
That was a bad
I don't
one.
Need your stupid wasabi.
Whatever the fuck was in that wasabi. Like Sammy, Bradfo, and I were just like in the stalls, just like it was coming out one end. I don't know which one.
Rob almost threw up. He had to run out of
the
seat.
He did throw up.
Oh, he did? I thought he was a.
Oh, yeah, he did. Oh, and
what
like,
are we
I was
doing?
Like, yeah. Oh, God. That was not a good day.
What are we
day.
Doing with our lives, dude?
But before, we did get to see Richard Fitz make a start for the Red Sox in a regular season game. Obviously, he was great last year. And to be honest with you, out of like the first four guys who went through the rotation, Fitz probably put up the best line. We're recording this outro before Sean Newcomb's outing. So forgive me if Sean Newcomb ended up crushing it and surpassing Fitz. But quality start from Fitz got better as the game went on. It looked like his velocity was like a little bit down at the start, just back to where it was last year. And then as he got later in the game, the velocity crept back up to where it was in spring training, obviously featuring a new pitch mix. Like, this is a different guy than he was a year ago. He throws a bunch of new pitch. Like, he's just not the same pitcher. And he retired 12 guys in a row leading into that sixth inning. Obviously, let up the two home runs in the sixth that ended up costing the Red Sox the game, but I don't blame them for bringing him back out because, again, like, he was getting stronger, the velocity was increasing, he'd retired 12 in a row, he was at 56 pitches. And it's a long season where the Red Sox do not have a lot of off days early on. So all signs pointed to put Richard Fitz back in, and in the end, he still did throw a quality start, a good outing. Like, he wasn't picked up by his offense. I don't know what the future this season holds for Fitz, just because they've got so much starting pitching depth that's going to get healthy. But it's hard not to feel good about the fact that this guy, even if he gets pushed out of the rotation, is a guy who can come up and be a depth starter for you guys, for your team. And if the end of the year comes and everyone's healthy, like, he'd be even better out of the bullpen.
Yeah. I mean, this is the depth that we were complaining the Red Sox didn't have in 2023 and 2024. This is exactly what you want when you're looking at rotation depth. The best case scenario is that when Bayo, Giolito, Cutter, when those guys are healthy, best case scenario, we're all going, crap, what do you do with Richard Fitz? He's too good to take out of the rotation. That'd be the best possible scenario. And trending that way right now against, by the way, good team. Texas Rangers. I know they didn't have Corey Seager in the lineup. Whatever. Still a good team. So, yeah, man. Richard Fitz, great guy. Really coming into his own as a major leaguer. Rooting for him. Hopefully he stays with the Red Sox for a while. And I love that he says he likes being a Red Sox more than playing for the Yankees. That was my favorite part. Yeah.
Yeah. I think the cool thing to see with him, too, was last year, no one doubted that he was a like a good pitcher. You could tell the difference between this year and last year with that uptick in velo today. His fastball is now like a weapon. Before it was just a strike pitch. Now he can actually get guys out with it. Six innings and four Ks today. But the fastball plays. Last year, I want to say it was around 93 to 4. Today, I think it averaged about 96. So that, and then as the game went on, he actually got better, which was even more encouraging. He, at one point, he sat down, I think, 9 straight.
12.
It was a 12 straight, yeah. The slider sweeper looked really good. The fastball played up in the zone. He used the velo to his advantage, mixed it up really well. He just got kind of tagged in that sixth inning there. But, I mean, it's hard not to be incredibly encouraged about what we saw today. It's a really good lineup.
Yeah, and it was pretty encouraging to see. I mean, he loaded the bases, no outs, and worked around it with confidence. Only let in one run. Honestly, could have ended up letting in none because the one-out pitch where they got the sack fly, he had an 0-2 count, didn't throw his best pitch there, but he had it set up to where he could have had bases loaded, two outs, and he ended up getting the next guy. I think it was Semien. So, mm-hmm. I mean, just it's encouraging to see. And, man, I got to tell you, it's always great when the guys who you have good personal experiences with and are just genuinely nice guys go out there and do well on the field. It's just like it's so great seeing the dudes that you want to root for on a personal level doing well. And the Red Sox have a lot of those guys. You'll see it in the interviews that we have dropping on Wednesdays for the foreseeable future. But Richard Fitz, just another one of a bunch of really good dudes on this team.
Real quick. So today, Sunday, Richard Fitz, fastball averaged 95.5 miles an hour. And then the sinker, he only threw 4, but that averaged 95.2. So that's a legit uptick in velocity. That's the average. He maxed out at 97.5. So,
right. And Sammy, the thing that's so encouraging is that's the average, but
yeah,
early in the game it's not like with Richard Fitz, it's the issue has always been, can he carry the velocity deep in the game? With this game, it was like he eased into it. So he built it up. It's not like he was 96, 97. And then at the end of the game, he was down to 94, 95. And that's what brought down the average. Actually, he was getting stronger. So it's actually the opposite of what the scouting report says his problems are. And we talked about it with Brian Abraham, the Red Sox at the time last year, farm director. He's gotten a promotion since then. I don't know what his new title is, but he's obviously super high up. And that's what he said Richard Fitz needed to work on all last year, was get stronger so you can carry through entire starts. And that's how he can be a starting pitcher and not have to go to the bullpen. And Richard Fitz, he's worked super hard on it, and it's clearly paying dividends, and just happy for the guy. I mean, I'm excited to see it, whether it's in the big league rotation, in the AAA rotation, in the big league bullpen, whatever role he's in, I really do feel confident when he's out there. So it'll be interesting to see where he's at by the end of the season, like where they think he best fits. Oh, Fitz.
Ooh. Professional podcaster.
Yep. Anything else from you guys before we wrap this thing up?
Ah, just socks.
It's just socks. All right. Appreciate you guys tuning in to this special episode 193 with Richard Fitz. Awesome dude. And obviously he is welcome on this podcast anytime he wants. But till next time, I mean, it'll be Friday drop. Remember, Monday, Wednesday, Friday drops. So we will be back in your ears in just a couple of days. Richard Fitz, you're listening. Say hi to us on opening day. We'll be there. But till then, remember, hit that subscribe button wherever you get your podcasts, Apple, Spotify, Odyssey app. Rate 5 stars. Find us on YouTube. We're on the WEI channel. You can find the Playtesty playlist there. Subscribe to WEI. Hit the thumbs up on all of Playtesty's videos there. And then find us on the socials at Playtesty on Twitter, Instagram, and now TikTok. So for Sammy, for Pat, for Joe producing, it's Gordo here for episode 193 of Playtesty. Thanks for tuning into this one. We'll be back in your ears in a couple of days. Peace.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive?
Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.